Jared Coker Urbex is a small YouTube channel where the uploader posts raw footage of his explorations of abandoned locations all over the US. Since 2020, Jared has uploaded over 200 videos of some pretty cool Urbex footage. In March 2022, Jared uploaded a video where he explored an abandoned dog treat manufacturing factory in Wichita, Kansas. For the first few minutes of the video, the exploration is pretty uneventful, and except for the usual couple of strange thuds and bangs that can be heard nearby, it seems like Jared's alone. Even though it's relatively common for homeless people to hide out in abandoned buildings, it doesn't seem like anyone was squatting in the factory that day. After exploring the multiple floors of the building in detail, Jared looks out the window and sees a red car pulling up to the factory and start making its way through the gates.
He's gonna go around where I can't see him. I really do gotta get out of here now. I don't like that.
After it becomes obvious that the man in the red car has plans to enter the factory, Jared does the only reasonable thing in a situation like that and tries to find a way out of the building without being noticed. Unfortunately, the car goes around the building and out of his field of vision, which means that by the time the car is parked in front of the factory, the man could be anywhere.
Oh God. Someone's right out there. Holding.
The man can be seen walking through the woods toward the front entrance of the factory. To make matters much, much worse, it appears as though the man has something in his hands, and from a distance, it's impossible to tell whether it's something as simple as a flashlight or a potential weapon.
Oh my God. Was that a gunshot? I think it was. He had something in his hand too. It must have been a gun.
Over the next few minutes, Jared does his best to find a way out undetected, which is much easier said than done when you have no idea where a potentially armed man who probably knows the layout of the building much better than you do is hiding. And just when it seemed like Jared was going to make it out undetected, this happens.
Whoa, whoa.
Stop right there.
Whoa.
Who else would you?
Oh, it's just me. You scared me to death.
Okay. Get over there now.
What?
Sit down. Give you handcuffs.
Huh?
Put them on. Got it?
Okay.
Either I put them on or you can put them on. Take your pick.
I've never put on handcuffs before.
Put them on each side of you. How's that? Well, put them in front of you. That way you can carry them in front, okay?
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen is the police is going to come, and then you take your name and they'll get you for criminal trespassing. It's nothing these days. It's a lot better than me shooting you, isn't it?
Was that what I heard?
Yeah.
What'd you shoot at?
Shoot it. See people, I shoot at them. If they run, you shoot. There you go.
Yeah.
Be cool, nothing will happen, okay?
Alright.
I shot one guy this way, another one. Well, it's alright. I'm not gonna shoot you. don't you see something says use of deadly force? What do you think that is?
I thought that was kid spray paint.
No, that's me telling you I'll shoot you. Nobody else is with you, right?
No, it's just me.
Okay, I see somebody, I'm going to end up probably shooting them.
Oh, no, if okay. I were with someone and I know you shoot people, I would have gotten them.
Okay, I just don't want, you know, they say, wait, they scare me, I'll shoot in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just life.
The man, who appears to be an armed vigilante of some sort, pops out of the bushes just as Jared is about to leave and holds him hostage, even ordering him to put on a pair of handcuffs. During the exchange, it's hard to tell if the man is in his right mind, which makes the fact that he's carrying a fully equipped assault rifle that much more disturbing. At one point in the conversation, the man orders Jared to get into his car, and at that point, Jared doesn't really have a choice.
What we're gonna do is we'll throw your camera and your bag in the trunk, okay? And I'll put my gun in there too. Alright? We'll get in a little red car, just drive up here. Set everything out, police will come, they'll ask you for your driver's license. I'll give you a little ticket.
Although Jared didn't record the part where he got into the car out of fear that the man would freak out if he realized he was being recorded, the YouTuber later explained that the cops took an hour and a half to get there. Disturbingly, when the cops finally arrived and while they were all talking, they saw two kids go up to the factory the same way Jared had, at which point the man looked the cops dead in the eye and said that if he saw the kids inside the factory, he was going to shoot them. Unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. As Jared was being taken to the police station for trespassing, the cops got a report that two kids had been shot at the factory. Thankfully, it turned out that the man was bluffing with his weapon, which was only loaded with non-lethal pellets. But still, the kids had to be taken to the hospital to be treated for their wounds. During the investigation, the man was identified as 62-year-old Ken Thomas, and even after shooting at the two kids, he was only sentenced to 2 years probation. Since that day, Jared hasn't gone back to the abandoned factory again. In 2019, a group of five real estate investors walked into a distressed property in the Angora neighborhood of Southwest Philadelphia. The visit to the distressed house started out pretty ordinarily, but a few minutes in, just as one of the investors was about to walk up the staircase leading to the second floor, they noticed something extremely disturbing.
Look at the nail system.
Oh my god.
Dude, that kill somebody, bro.
Look,
what is
there? The knife.
Right there, right there. You see the wire?
You don't see the knife up there?
Right here, you see this wire going over here? Yeah, that's going right through your heart.
It's on a crutch with a knife.
How'd you catch that?
Based on what the investors are saying, there appears to be some sort of booby trap system built into the staircase. Had any of them followed through with walking up the staircase, a seemingly innocent house walkthrough could have turned bad very quickly. After analyzing the booby trap for a few minutes, they decided to activate it to see what would have happened to the investor if he had continued climbing the flight of stairs.
Alright, here, you got it?
Yeah.
Look at that. Yo, that killed you right in the head. Hold on.
You need to stop more. You need to step off.
Yo, that would have got you right in your neck.
Oh my god, right in his head.
Disturbingly, the knife comes down right at the level of the investor's neck as soon as the wire is activated. It's hard to imagine what kind of psychopath would booby trap a house like that, knowing that whoever walked up that flight of stairs probably wouldn't live to tell the tale. Even though the trap was built in a very do-it-yourself kind of way with a rusted knife, some duct tape, some wire, and a crutch, the speed at which the knife was designed to come down right at neck level obviously means that whoever built it wasn't playing around and meant to do some serious damage. In the interview with NBC, the investor who recorded the whole thing mentioned that he was used to finding some pretty strange things in the distressed houses he often renovates. But even though he was no stranger to abandoned dogs, homeless people squatting, and drug houses with bags and scales, he had never been this close to losing his life, much less to a booby-trapped house. Shockingly, even after what happened, the investor still went on to explore the rest of the house, buy it, and renovate it. Fortunately, they didn't run into any more traps along the way. Finders, Beepers, History Seekers is a YouTube channel where urban explorers Matt and Andy document their visits to hundreds of abandoned locations around the world. What's funny about this channel is they always bring their dog Bear with them on their exploration, setting him up with his own GoPro camera to capture footage they might otherwise miss. In March 2023, they uploaded footage of their visit to an abandoned house in the UK. Throughout their first few minutes of their exploration, Matt and Andy come across all kinds of old history books, kitchen utensils, and other abandoned objects, but for the most part, nothing too out of the ordinary. About 25 minutes into the visit, as Matt and Andy are sorting through dozens of history books lying around the house, this happens.
And then that's, why has that got a lock on it there for a bathroom cabinet? That makes no sense at all. Bear, you're just causing so much bother. Someone has definitely just run down those stairs. Hello? 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 We're not secure. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to hurt you. Urban explorers. Just having a look round. Hello? I'm going to have to watch your back. That was definitely somebody running down the stairs. 100% that was someone running down the stairs.
Pretty much as soon as they go up to the second floor bedroom, they hear what sounds like someone or something running down the stairs. It's pretty disturbing to think that someone could have been watching them the whole time, but despite their best efforts, they weren't able to find whoever it was. That's when they decided to review the GoPro footage on their dog Bear to see if it showed anything. And a bit before they heard footsteps running down the stairs, his camera caught this. Disturbingly, there was someone hiding under the bed in the second floor bedroom. Even though it's hard to see everything clearly with the dog footage, it's pretty obvious that it was a person hiding under the bed. After the encounter, Matt and Andy continued exploring the house for another 20 minutes, and they confessed to feeling pretty on edge after leaving. To this day, they still don't know who was hiding under the bed. It's pretty likely that the guy under the bed was just a squatter who was probably more scared of them and left the house in a hurry to get some privacy. But still, it must have been incredibly chilling to review the footage and realize they were never alone. Exploration Unknown is a YouTube channel owned by a guy named John who's uploaded countless videos of his urban exploration since 2016. In March 2019, John and another YouTuber explored an abandoned house where a woman had reportedly taken her life years after the death of her child. Just a few minutes into the video, it becomes pretty clear that the structure of the building is extremely unstable.
That floor is gone right there. That's a deep drop. These floors are not very stable.
Here?
Yeah. You guys check out that fireplace.
If that falls, dude, I don't know what it's going to do to the rest of this house.
Yeah, I know, because that's a load-bearing wall out there.
That's going to be a lot of weight to hit this floor. I'm really nervous about that right there.
Yeah, and look at the ceiling.
We need to get out of here before that happens.
When it comes to urbex, a lot of people will talk about the risks of running into a hostile squatter, a rabid stray dog, or the cops. But one of the biggest risks when exploring unstable structures like these is falling through the floor or having the entire building collapse on you, leaving you trapped under tons and tons of rubble. Before John and Tim even get the chance to explore the rest of the house, something pretty scary that serves as a reminder of the dangers of urban exploration happens to John.
Alright guys, I think we've decided to chance it. What do you think, Tim? I think we talked about it.
It hasn't moved anymore.
Let's just stay away from that area.
Yes.
Let's go back here to the room where the wife... You didn't fall through the floor, did you?
No, but it cracked a little.
Oh man, there's a crib in here. Oh shoot.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, I just fell through the floor. Ow, God.
You alright, man?
Oh,
let's go.
We gotta get out of here.
By the time John realized the floor was cracking, it was already too late. Luckily, he was able to shift all his weight onto his other leg before he fell entirely through. Otherwise, he would have plummeted at least 10 feet into the basement below. Obviously, after that close call, the pair of explorers decided to call it a night and carefully treaded their way out of the house and back to the car. Since that incident, John has continued to upload videos pretty frequently to his channel, but he hasn't gone back to that house since. T TP Urbex is a channel dedicated 100% to urban exploration, and even though it's only been active for a little over a year, it's already grown to over 350,000 subscribers. In January 2024, a video was uploaded to the channel featuring two young urban explorers visiting an abandoned high school. From my research, the school that was featured in the video was William A. Wirt High School in Gary, Indiana, located less than a mile from Lake Michigan. Even though the abandoned building is in absolutely terrible condition in the footage, it's still clear that back in the day it was probably a nice school. Out of the entire school, the auditorium seems to be in the best condition, with the bright red seats serving as a nostalgic reminder of what the school used to look like before it was closed. As the teens are walking through the aisles, they catch a glimpse of a man holding a metal pipe staring them down near the auditorium entrance.
Looks like some kids got in here and were throwing some stuff from the balcony area.
Oh, hey, what's up, man? You want us to get on out of here? Hey, we'll leave, bro. We'll leave, all right? Let's go. Just get out of any of this door right here. You sure? Let's go.
The man with the pipe started chasing them out of the building, but stopped when they got outside. It's pretty disturbing how the guy never even speaks to the teenagers. He just starts chasing them with a metal pipe that he probably planned to use as a makeshift weapon. When this kind of stuff happens, you really have to put yourself in the shoes of everyone involved. I mean, the guy who chased them out, like usual, was probably a homeless guy who had been squatting at the school for a while. Through his eyes, the abandoned, decrepit building is his home, and having two teenagers come in unannounced to disturb your peace when you have nowhere else to go must be pretty irritating. But for the explorers who just want to have some fun in an old building, getting chased out by someone who's armed and probably not in their right mind is also a terrifying experience. In September 2020, John and Tim from Exploration Unknown uploaded a video where they documented their visit to an abandoned altar in the middle of the woods. From the very start of the visit, some red flags came up that John and Tim should probably have taken as invitations to leave.
Where are we?
It's supposed to be public land.
This is private property, bro.
Well, maybe it's like this over here, somebody's private property. And I know this over here should be like public land.
After seeing the sign, it's unclear if the two explorers are on a private or a public road. But a couple of minutes later, after following the directions they were given, they got their answer.
I saw something behind you.
Shh. Key light. Kill your light, dude. Oh, my God, dude. It's a card. Shh. Hide. Dude, they were waiting. Somebody's here. Shh. Get down. Oh, God, dude. We gotta get out of here. You shut the engine off. Oh, God, he's getting out.
Hey, that's in the damn lights up there.
Oh, God.
Dude, get off my property.
He's got a gun. Okay, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here. Okay, go.
Oh, God. Jim, you okay? Jim, you okay? Get up, dude. Come on. Get up. Are you hit? Are you hit? Oh, God. Run, dude. Okay.
After getting out of his car, a man who we can reasonably assume to be the property owner points his gun at the uploader and his friend and tells them to get off his property. This is one of those situations that you just never want to be in, because on the one hand, if you yell something out to try to calm the guy down, you signal your location to someone with a deadly weapon who may or may not be in his right mind. But on the other hand, if you don't signal your location, the property owner might feel threatened. As they were running out of the woods, the man shot at them, and initially it looked like Tim fell to the ground from being shot at. But it seems like he just tripped either by something on the ground or by being startled by the sound of the gunshot. Fortunately, Tim and John were able to get out of those woods unscathed, and they never went back again. I really don't know where John got his intel about the supposed abandoned altar in the middle of the woods, but it was clearly faulty. And it's a good thing he was able to spot the guy in the car ahead of time. Otherwise, who knows if this video would have even been uploaded.